Hi, and welcome to another episode of Great News, where Mike and I bring you stories that maybe restore your faith in humanity a little bit, because people are basically good, and you don't get that idea from watching the news at all, really. So subscribe to this podcast. YouTube is the best place for it, because a lot of these videos are better if you can see them, but you could also get them in any place else that you can get podcasts.
If you're driving, go ahead and listen to the podcast version, because it is available. But Kevin is exactly right. Some of these stories are perfectly fine in audio, but you really get the extra oomph when you can see these people having these emotional moments.
Mike always does an intro for this podcast, and today I would like him to do it as two people. I would like him to do it as Gene Simmons and Paul Stanley.
Okay. All right! Are you guys ready to rock? I'm 75 with my mantis hitting my navel, but I still have my shirt open!
You know, Paul, please, before you get started, I don't think we're prepared to play any songs until you pay us our fee, which would be $340,000 just to even take the stage. And I've seen in my rider that you haven't paid us yet. So until we do that, just rest assured that the song exists, but we're not going to play it. Thank you very much. This is Gene Simmons of Kiss. Kevin, you're looking handsome and powerful.
Thank you. Thank you. All right. My first story is about a group of older guys that are going to the Senior Olympics. I did not know the Senior Olympics existed.
I would fuck people up in the Senior Olympics.
Well, watch. This is from Jolie Ari's Instagram. And he says, my mom doesn't think the team name is too funny. But watch what they name.
All right.
My dad and his basketball team are officially heading to the Senior Olympics. You might be wondering, what's their team name? It's Code Blue 65. Yes, Code Blue, as in the term for cardiac arrest. Very dark. Anyway, this was their last pre-qualifying game before the Olympics. One of my dad's teammates calls them Buckets for obvious reasons, but he holds them to a high standard.
Come on, Buckets! What up with that, Buckets?
He is his biggest cheerleader, though.
That's my man. Oh! He is the king.
And here is the king in his winning medal. And y'all, look at the shirt his teammate had made for him.
Come on.
That guy looked like 35.
Code Blue, right? They have a ringer. Everybody else is 65. And they bring this guy in who's Steph Curry.
Well, I was assuming like geriatric dudes were going to be out there like with walkers. They all looked really good.
You would think 85. Well, I don't know. It said Code Blue 65. So maybe that was the age. I don't know.
They good for them, honestly, and frankly, don't stop with the I know it could be. No, that's funny. And the fact that they have that kind of sense of humor about themselves, it makes it even better, and I think it's healthier for them all to be out there, you know, with that kind of sense of awareness. It's awesome.
Agreed.
Yeah, it would suck if you have a 65 plus year old out there and they're like, we're Team Turbo, or you know what I'm saying? Like, you need to be like, wish I could piss or something.
Wish I could stop. See.
All right. So, Kevin, speaking of, you know, people doing things that you don't see typically happen in their elder years, there is a young lady, and she's not like a big Instagram, TikTok celebrity. She just posted this one thing kind of just to maybe pat herself on the back a little bit, justifiably. But all it took people by storm, and she is in her 50s now, and she started skateboarding at 41 as Fantastic. A mom, and just after getting her PhD. So now that she's turning 50, she's super stoked. It's the most fun decade of her life. And I thought that this was just like a really beautiful video and also a great message that a lot of where we're at in life is really just our mind frame about it. You know, because most people would just assume, you know what, I can't start skateboarding at 41. But tell that to this woman who was in medical school at the time and 41 and is now 50 and going after it, taking some bumps too.
That's pretty great. She's doing some jumps.
In like a baby doll dress too, by the way. Look at her in the pool, man. Look at her in the bowl. That's pretty great.
Wow, she's good. She started when? 41?
At age 41. She's already a mother, and she's actively getting a PhD. That's pretty amazing.
Wow. She's more active than I am.
She's way better than I am.
Yeah, agreed.
I started skateboarding when I was like
12th.
That's fantastic. All right, my next one is a Instagram from a guy named Chuck Rare, and this kid worships Spider-Man. So what does the dad do? He squeezes himself into a Spider-Man costume for his kid's birthday so that his kid could meet Spider-Man. So here's one picture of the kid hugging Spider-Man, who's his dad, who's clearly like, look at that. That suit is barely hanging on to this guy. He is just about to bust out of it.
That is, that makes it better, in my opinion.
Agreed. But watch if, what,
like,
watch
if the, I watch go the, as Spider-Man or Superman to a part, like, you're like, okay, Dick, you know what I'm saying? I'm not saying I have the greatest physique, but if you live in the gym and you work out all the time, and then you go to the costume party as Thor, you're no different than the dumb bitch who is amazing looking and she's like, I'm a sexy nurse. It's like, no, why weren't you, like, it'd be funnier if you were Frankenstein or, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's not cool that you, because now you just make all the other ladies with fupas feel horrible.
Right, but this is Fat Spider-Man.
Yeah.
And watch the next video, because as he leaves, he tries to do, I don't know if it's a somersault or a cartwheel out the door, but it's the worst exit I've ever seen. High five, give me one more hug. I'm going to make my exit.
Don't say bye to Spider-Man.
Open the door. Yeah.
Every member of Code Blue could do a better somersault. Or a better, like...
Yeah, let's try to get him. His feet never get more than 6 inches off the ground.
But I want to hang out with that guy.
Agree.
That guy's cool. Agreed. That guy is very cool. You just know that. I love that, man.
Listen, he could work on his cartwheels, but can't we all?
I love that. By the way, have you seen the new Spider-Man, the newest one? The one that just came out?
Yeah.
Isn't that awesome?
Yeah, I love it.
I was not expecting it to be that awesome.
I would, but I wanted Chuck to be in it.
No. They brought back Tobey Maguire and Andrew Garfield. Why don't they bring back Chuck? All right, so if you're a wildlife photographer, by the way, that should be mentioned on the list of cool jobs. That's a, like, you could wrangle poon pretty easily. You're like, oh, yeah, I'm just here at the bar tonight because tomorrow I'm flying out to, you know, Zaire to go take antelope photos. I mean, that's a pretty cool job. So this guy, he does not want to be disruptive to the area around him. So he's completely still. He's just lying inert. And this guy's apparently like a veteran, so he knows what he's doing. He's lying in the ground, like in the middle of the jungle, and he's taking pictures. And watch what these meerkats decide to do, because he's doing his job so well.
Put his head! What? That is on his head.
And, like, hanging out in front of him, just saying, like, yeah, hey, what's up? Human carcass.
Tell me they all attack at some point.
I was thinking that, because I know nothing of the meerkat, except that they're cute. But are they the type of animal that would eat, like, a dead carcass? Because maybe that's what they think.
I don't know what they eat. I don't know. But he's not scared at all.
Oh, no, he's chilling. And neither, look, it doesn't look like those meerkats give a crap either. They're just like, no, hang out here. Grim's nice.
That's pretty cool.
I would like to do that.
I would like for them to bite you, though. Does that make me bad?
No, because you know us. We would be like, whoa, we're cool, we're tough, we're photographers. And we do that, and we lie there, and lions would come.
Right.
Like baboons.
Just bite your head off entirely. All right, my next is a guy that has taught his dog to play fetch by himself. He's got a little machine, like a pitching machine, you know, at those pitching parks where they have a pitching machine that throws the ball. He's got one like that for his dog, and his dog has to bring the ball back and drop it in the machine, and then the machine sends it, and the dog takes off.
Huh.
I taught my dog how to play fetch with herself, and now it's her absolute favorite thing.
Ooh.
Comes back. Misses. Oop, gotta put it in. Now watch the dance. Come on now. Come on. Come on. Yeah. Come on. Happy. Come on. Send it. Come on. Come on. Send it.
This thing can speed up a little. Right. Poor dog.
Dog's waiting forever. There it goes. All right. How cool is that?
That is rad. And I also love the dog. You could see the dog could tell when the thing loaded because it was dancing, and it stopped. It's like, oh, here it comes.
I do love the in-between dance, though. That was something.
Oh, it's awesome. That I wish just for a moment I could have that level of like pure ecstasy.
Yes, agreed.
Do you remember the Rent is Too Damn High guy?
Oh, sure.
He was a big deal, right?
He was running for president? Was it president?
He was, I think he ran for some high office, and he didn't win, but he did pretty well, and he certainly gained an incredible amount of attention. And by all accounts, he wasn't like one of these media figures that get involved in a political upswing, and then we find out like, oh, he also like beat his wife, and he also, you know, he's like a pretty darn good guy.
Right.
Dude wins the lotto.
What?
This week he won the lottery in New York and got 54 grand, and he gave most of it, like up to like 40 something thousand dollars to his adopted children.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's the right guy to win that money. You know what I mean?
He's a veteran. He's adopted a bunch of children. He's just like, he's a nice dude. And he wins the lottery and immediately just rifles off the cash. And he's the guy who's always complaining about rent being too damn high. I'm sure he could use the money.
Sure. But he just gives it to his kids immediately. Wow.
Good for you, man. Good for you.
All right. If you like great news, you can subscribe and click the little notification thing so you know when there's a new episode, which is Mondays and Thursdays. Mike, I would like you to do the outro as Gene Simmons, who has now received his money from us and now will perform.
Yeah, I talked to my accountant, Micah Schwab, and he's informed me that you have paid me my money. Mm-hmm. So here's your outro.
Ooh, it's an outro!
But, you know, before I continue, did I ever tell you about the time that Tom Petty, Mark Knopfler, and I made a Ty Hooker airtight? It's true. I was on the Kiss Destroyer tour in Paris, and we all met up. We had a nice meal, some lamb chops, and a bit of brie. And this young lady comes up. She says, "Are you Gene Simmons from Kiss?" I said, "Of course I am. Handsome, powerful, and bass player, principal songwriter for the band Kiss, the most powerful band in the world." Sure enough, she wants to go back to our suite. Needless to say, Kevin, we gave her the night of her life. And I remember Tom Petty and Mark Knopfler actually fighting over their insertion point. And Tom Petty said to him, he said, "I won't back down."